Thank you, Lord. Shibarabasa karabasa. Yibarabasa karabaso korobasa. Shibarabasa. Holy Spirit of God. Thank you, Lord. You can't make an effort to seek God and pursue God and not be blessed. I believe every person in this room has a supernatural blessing coming their way from coming out to this service tonight and seeking God. House of Isaiah, every member of the House of Isaiah and the House of Isaiah as a whole, and everyone else that has come. He said, if you seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, rain, snow, sleet, sunshine, He said all these things would be added unto you. I believe God has a very, very special blessing for each and every person that's come out tonight. And I salute you. I want to minister for a moment tonight on the good news of Christmas. The good news of Christmas. It is still Christmas. Actually, every day is Christmas for the believer. Amen. I mean, you just thank God for Jesus 365, you know? Thank you, Jesus. But I want to minister on the good news of Jesus. In addition to those three fulfilling things that really ministered to me this Christmas, I don't watch any movies. Movies just for some reason have never interested me. But I do watch several movies around Christmas. One of them is A Christmas Carol about Scrooge. I love that movie about Scrooge. I mean, because he's such a jerk. And God gets a hold of him and he wakes up. And I mean, he is totally changed. I'm telling you, God can totally change you. And he goes and looks in the mirror and he slaps himself around. He doesn't even recognize himself. God changed him so radically, so much. And that's what God does with each and every one of us. He changes us from the inside out. I love watching that movie. And then I love watching Charlie Brown Christmas. I love that movie because, you know, it's only 30 minutes. I mean, I guess it's not a movie. But it's, you know, even though it's animated, they preach the gospel right towards the end of it. They preach the gospel powerfully. Amen. They say, this is what Christmas is all about. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. And this shall be a sign unto you. I mean, they preach the gospel right in the middle, and they're still preaching the gospel. And I mean, it's a clear-cut gospel message, and it was on ABC. So God bless ABC for putting the gospel out. We appreciated ABC putting the gospel out there, and they did, man. And so I love to see those things. I love to see the changing power of God. I love to see a changed life through the power of God, and I love to see the gospel being preached all over the world. Let's turn in our Bibles to Matthew chapter 1, starting with verse 18. Richard, can you put scripture up here? Do we have that capability? Matthew 1, 18 through 25. If not, that'd be awesome. For anybody that doesn't have your Bible, I want to minister on the good news of Christmas. The good news of Christmas. Matthew 1, we're going to read quite a bit of scripture here to begin with. Then we're going to get right to the meat of it. Matthew chapter 1, beginning with verse 18. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Boy, the Holy Ghost is all through the Christmas message. I mean, he is everywhere. He's all in it, around it, over it. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privily, but while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary, thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. My, a virgin. Wow. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife, and knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Let's turn to Luke chapter 1, Luke 1, starting with verse 26. Luke 1, 26. Luke 1, 26. Thank God for the word of God. Amen. Amen. Luke 1:26 says, and in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, hail, thou art highly favored. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Hallelujah. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and shalt bring forth a son, and shalt call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Then said Mary unto the angel, how shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, the Holy Ghost. Aren't you thankful for the Holy Ghost? When everything seems impossible, the Holy Ghost can make a way, ladies and gentlemen. The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she hath also conceived a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month with her, who was called barren, for with God nothing shall be impossible. And Mary said, behold, the handmaid of the Lord. And we can all say this, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her. Luke chapter 2, verse 1. Last portion of scripture that we'll read here. Luke 2, 1. And it came to pass in those days there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth unto Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people." Aren't you thankful that it's to everybody? Amen. "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." And it came to pass as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, "Let us now go unto Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us." And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told unto them. Those portions of Scripture, thank God for the Word of God. Amen. Those portions of Scripture are full of fulfilled prophecies, ladies and gentlemen. The lineage of Jesus, that he was born of a virgin, that he was born in Bethlehem. God had to get them to Bethlehem. Prophesied hundreds of years before. Amen. Hundreds of years before. 700 years, Micah prophesied. 700 years before, Isaiah prophesied. And had to get him to Bethlehem. Even the very shepherds. Those were uncommon shepherds, ladies and gentlemen. They were keeping care of the sheep that were used for the temple sacrifice. These weren't just any shepherds, and these weren't any sheep. And they knew when they said, "There'll be a sign, you'll see the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes." They knew what that meant, because they were in charge of keeping the sacrifices without blemish and perfect. They were in charge, and they knew that the only time they used swaddling clothes was when one of those temple sheep was born, and they helped those sheep to be born, and they would wrap those sheep in swaddling clothes so they wouldn't be harmed, so they would be the perfect sacrifice in the temple. So when those angels declared unto them, "You'll find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes," they knew what that meant. That meant that was the perfect sacrifice. That was the Lamb of God that came to take away the sin of the world. So at Christmas, we celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It's all about Jesus, the Son of the living God, coming to this earth. My, my, that the Creator of the universe, the Creator of space, came to this earth. And Christmas is God, literally God's proof of how much He loves us. Coming to this earth to save us. The word says that they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. So why did he come to this earth? The angel in Luke, we just read it in Luke 2:11, the angel of the Lord said, "For unto you," Mr. White, I used your manger scene Sunday morning as a prop for the altar call. "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." He said, "For unto you is born this day a Savior." Jesus came for you. Christmas is actually, ladies and gentlemen, all about you. Jesus came to this earth for you. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. It's for your benefit and for my benefit. The whole purpose of Christmas, it's for us, it's for you, and it's for me. So let's look. I'm going to give it to you real quick. Look at four reasons from the Word of God that Jesus came to this earth. Number one, Jesus, God sent Jesus to rescue us from sin. God sent Jesus to rescue us from sin. Luke 19, verse 10, for the Son of Man came to seek and to save that which was lost. Amen. Jesus came to rescue us for sin. That's why he was born. Jesus came to seek and to save that which was lost. That was us before we asked Jesus into our heart to be our Lord and Savior. He came for you and me. Hallelujah. If I could reverently say it, Jesus was on a search and rescue mission. He was on a search and rescue mission. He came to seek and to save that which was lost. Luke chapter 15, the religious people of the day were upset with Jesus because he was hanging around sinners. The religious people didn't like that. They didn't hang around sinners. They were too pious. And they were upset with Jesus because he was hanging around sinners and he was talking to them. So Jesus proceeded to share three parables with them about the lost. He didn't say, well, this and that. No, he went straight to the lost. Luke chapter 15. And he went and told them about the lost. The lost sheep, the lost coin, and the lost son, the parable of the prodigal son. You see, Jesus put great value on that which was lost. That's why he came. He came to seek and to save that which was lost. God puts great value on the lost, ladies and gentlemen. And so Jesus begins to give them three parables. The first one, he talked about the 100 sheep and the 99 sheep were found and one was lost. And what did he did? What did he do? He left the 99 sheep where he knew they were and he went after that one sheep that was lost. He went after one lost sheep. And out of 100 sheep, he could have just said, oh, just let that one go. No, he went after that one sheep. That was all. And when he found it, he brought it back. When he found it, he brought it back. And there was great rejoicing, the Bible says, when he found that one lost sheep. Hallelujah. Then he illustrated how the woman that had the 10 coins, she lost one of the coins. And she went to great effort to find that lost coin. And once it was found, there was great rejoicing, not over the 9 coins that she had, but over the one lost coin that she found. There was great rejoicing. Hallelujah. And then he illustrated that no matter how you have turned your back on God, no matter how far you have run from God, no matter how big of a mess you've made of your life, hallelujah. He is always there waiting for you to restore you back to his family, to give you his very best. And then there is great rejoicing over that one that comes back. Wow. He came, ladies and gentlemen, for you and he came for me. That is the reason for Christmas. He came to seek and to save that which was lost. You are of great value to God. Amen. I said, you are of great value to God. Amen. In God's eyes, each of us were worth coming and searching for and seeking and finding. And then there's great rejoicing. The Bible says when one sinner comes to God, there's great rejoicing in heaven. Hallelujah. When one sinner comes to God, hallelujah. I'm telling you that one person that came to God the other night caused me great rejoicing. Amen. I'm telling you, she wasn't ashamed of the gospel of Christ. There's people going every different direction. And she says, show me the way to Jesus. Yes, ma'am, thank you very much. I believe I will. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's great rejoicing. You're of great value. Remember in Mark 8:36, Jesus said, what does it profit a man if he gains this whole world, the whole world, and lose his own soul? You are more valuable to God than this whole world, ladies and gentlemen. You are of great value to God. Jesus came to seek and to save you and me, to save us from ourselves, to save us from our sins, to save us from a life without meaning, to save us from an eternity without God, ladies and gentlemen. He came to seek and to save that which was lost. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It has been well said. I've seen it twice over this Christmas holiday. It's been well said that if our greatest need had been information, God would have sent us an educator. If our greatest need had been technology, He would have sent us a scientist. If our greatest need had been money, He would have sent us an economist. If our greatest need had been pleasure, He would have sent us an entertainer. But hallelujah, that's not who He sent, because our greatest need was salvation. So He sent us a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Give God praise for that. Amen. Hallelujah. You are of great value to God. Great value to God. Jesus came to this earth to seek and to save you and me that which was lost. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He didn't come, you know, thank God He was born, but He didn't stay in that crib. That wasn't why He came. That wasn't why He didn't stay in that tranquil crib. He came, ladies and gentlemen, to go to the cross. He came to pay the penalty for your sin and for my sin. That's why He came. That's how valuable and precious to God you and I are. Wow. Hallelujah. You're worth leaving heaven for and coming to this earth and saving. You are valuable and precious to God. Amen. Hallelujah. So God sent Jesus to rescue us from sin. That's number one. Hallelujah. Amen. Number two. God sent Jesus to give us life. That's why He came, to give us life. John 10:10, the thief comes not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy, but I am come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. Life, sozo, the very sozo of God, the very life and nature of God living on the inside of you when you ask Jesus into your heart. That's life to the fullest, ladies and gentlemen. Hallelujah. Many people just exist. They're just barely getting by. The circumstances of life defeat them. They regret the past, they waste the present, and they worry about the future. But Jesus came to give you life and give it to you now, to give you life and that more abundantly, the very life and nature of God, a life of purpose, a life of meaning, and a life of significance. Jesus came to give you life. Hallelujah. It's yours for the receiving, ladies and gentlemen. It's yours for the receiving. It's all right in here. It's yours for the receiving. Hallelujah. It's a gift from God. It's the gift of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You can take it, receive it, live it, love it. It's the very life and nature of God. Hallelujah. He takes away our guilt. He takes away our shame. He takes away the bitterness, the anger. Hallelujah. The fear. And then He gives us abundant life. Wow. 1 Corinthians 2, verse 9. Eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love Him. Christmas is good news. I said Christmas is good news. Amen. He came to give us the very life and nature of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, I guess one of the biggest words we hear around Christmas is the word gift. the gift-giving tradition that was actually started by God. God sent to you and me the greatest gift of all. John 3:16, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. It's a gift. It's the gift of God. 2 Corinthians 9:15, but thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. It's the gift of God. Hallelujah. Man, I like gifts. I'm not real good to hang around, have around a Christmas tree. I'll pick the gift up. I'll shake it. I'll look at it. Sometimes I'll open it. And then, no. But I'm always checking out the gifts. Trying to figure out what's in them. I can't imagine ever receiving a gift and not opening it. I can't ever imagine receiving a gift and not opening it. No one has ever given me a gift and had to ask, did you open it? It doesn't matter what it is, I will open the gift. And God has given us the greatest gift of all. Amen. Hallelujah. But so many people, people celebrate Christmas and they've never opened the gift. They've never asked the gift into their heart. Hallelujah. They never accept and receive it. You can't fully enjoy Christmas until you've accepted God's gift, his Son, Jesus Christ, and the gift of eternal life. Jesus came to give us life. Amen. Hallelujah. It's a gift. It's not of works, lest any man should boast. By grace that we're saved through faith. Amen. Hallelujah. It's a gift. He came to rescue us from sin, and he came to give us life. Number three, God sent Jesus to give us peace. Amen. Peace, peace, wonderful peace. I don't talk about peace a whole lot in my testimony, but that if eternal life, fellowshipping with the Father, back into right relationship with the Father, of course, that is eternal life. But the peace of God, one of the things I'm most thankful for when Jesus came into my life is the peace of God that came into my life. All of a sudden, I love the suddenlies of God, there was a calm in my spirit and my soul. Your soul, your mind, your will, your emotions, the peace of God. Soon after I was born again, I closed a real estate deal, a pretty good size real estate deal, especially back in the mid-80s, and I had a check for about $50,000 or $60,000 that was my commission. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. And that's what I say, hallelujah. And I had it sitting on my, I closed the deal in Dallas, and I was driving back over here to Fort Worth, and my first stop was always by Calvary Cathedral, and I'd write out the tithe check for that. I'd ask them to hold it for a day till I got the check. And then that's just what I did. I'd never put Jesus first in my life, and so once I got born again, I wanted to put God first. And then I would take it to the bank. And I remember driving down the highway. I know where I was on the airport freeway. I was driving down the highway. I know the car I was in, and I can still see it today. And that was in 85, 86, somewhere in there, 80, somewhere. And I was driving down the highway listening to Charles Stanley, and he was on the radio, and he was ministering on the peace of God, Ephesians 2:14. He is our peace. And all of a sudden, I realized, man, I was driven by money for 32 years of my life. Well, once I started making money, I was driven by money. I mean, it was like that's what I thought about all the time. It was just money, 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 money. And all of a sudden, I'm sitting there with this big fat check sitting next to me on the seat. And before, that would have just driven me to go. I mean, I would have been just coming out of my skin almost and figuring out how I'm going to spend it and all that. And all of a sudden, I'm listening to the peace of God and an anointed minister on the peace of God, and all of a sudden I realize I'm not even thinking about that money anymore. All I'm thinking about is the peace of God in my heart. I was totally fulfilled listening to the Word of God. And, money's good, you know, and it was okay to have that check there. But it wasn't, I finally realized that it wasn't the driving force in my life anymore. Amen. Glory be to God. I wasn't being driven by money anymore. The peace of God had permeated my heart. The money wasn't doing the same thing on the inside of me that it had before. Hallelujah. I was free. I was finally free. I was at peace. I had the peace of God. There was nothing in this world system. I finally realized nothing in this world system could satisfy me or to make me happy or give me peace. He is our peace. Jesus came to give us peace. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I didn't have to force it anymore. I just knew God would take care of me. Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. I realized for the first time, I knew when I was born again, because the drive to go to the drug dealer or the liquor store wasn't there, but the peace of God. Oh, I had the peace of God in my life. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Just thank God for His peace right now. Just take a moment and thank God for His peace. Hallelujah. Oh, gosh. You know, it's rare to find people that are at peace, that have the peace of God. I talk to lots of people. I talk to people who are active and busy and people who are not active and don't do much of anything. I talk to people who are stressed and tired. I talk to people who are ambitious and have big dreams. I talk to people who are spiritual and I talk to people who all they talk about is the world. But I rarely talk to people that are totally at peace with God, at peace with themselves, and at peace with others. People who are literally walking in the peace of God. It's a rare quality, but it's there for the taking. I said it's there for the taking. He is our peace. That's why He came. He came to give us His very own peace. That's one reason why we celebrate Christmas. Hallelujah. 700 years before He was born, or 2,700 years ago now, the prophet Isaiah prophesied and said, He is coming and His name shall be called the Prince of Peace. Isaiah 9:6, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. This is 700 years before Jesus was born. And the government shall be upon His shoulders, and His name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Hallelujah. And then at the announcement on that very, very first Christmas, when the angels appeared to the shepherds, what'd they say? Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace, goodwill toward men. Both Isaiah and the angels announced peace. And then when Jesus, before He went back to heaven, John 14:27, peace I leave with you, my peace. Jesus said, my peace. Pastor says it this way. Jesus is saying, my very own peace I give unto you. Not as the world gives, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus is saying, I'm going to give you a gift. Nobody else, no other thing, nothing, nobody can give you the very peace of God. You can't get it in a bottle. You can't get it in a pill. You can't get it in an experience, in a book. It's the kind of peace that only God can give. It's the peace. You can't get it in the world. The world can't give it. And the world can't take it away. Thank you very much. Oh, I'm telling you, God doesn't intend for us to go into 2019 full of stress, full of worry, and full of anxiety. He wants us to walk into 2019 with the very peace of God. Hallelujah. So Jesus came to give us peace. He came to rescue us from sin. He came to give us life, and he came to give us peace. And number four, Jesus came for all of us. He came for all people. Luke chapter 2, verse 10. And the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. Notice, to all people, to all people. He came for all of us. No restrictions in that verse. No qualifiers in that verse. No limits on that verse. No conditions to that verse. To all people. It doesn't matter who you are. Jesus came for you. That's what Christmas is all about. You know that movie, Charlie Brown, that I like? That's what Christmas is all about, Charlie Brown. Hey, that's what Christmas is all about. He came for you and he came for me. He came for all people. Good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I'm so thankful that it's to all people. I'm so thankful that whosoever will call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. It's for all of us. That's good news, ladies and gentlemen. I said that's good news. I don't know what you're feeling out there, but I can barely stand here right now. That's good news. That is good news. That is good news. He came for all people. Hallelujah. 40 days after he was born, Mary and Joseph took Jesus to Jerusalem to be dedicated at the temple. And remember, Simeon was there, the older priest. And God had promised him, Simeon, that he would not die until he had seen the Messiah, the Savior of the world. And when Mary and Joseph showed up with the baby, Simeon, who had no idea who they were, but when he looked at that baby, he instantly knew that was the fulfillment of God's promise. And he said, here's the Son of God, the Savior of the world. I'm seeing him with my eyes. This is God coming in human form. And he said in Luke 2, verse 31, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, to all nations, to the Gentiles, to the Jews, to the Israel. Christmas is for all people and all nations. Hallelujah. Heaven isn't going to be just one race, ladies and gentlemen. We all know that. It's not going to be just one race. It's not going to be one economic status. It's going to be people from every culture, from every tribe, every nation, every color. It's going to be people, hallelujah, different kinds of people, different backgrounds, all gathered together in heaven. Hallelujah. God does not play favorites, ladies and gentlemen. I said God does not play favorites, ladies and gentlemen. God loves all people. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Hallelujah. He came for all people. Man, I got tons of scriptures for all people. I think we just need to stand up and thank God that he came for all people. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father, that you came for all people. Hallelujah. The gospel is for everyone. Whosoever will call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Hallelujah. He came for you and he came for me. Lord, we give you praise. We give you honor and we give you glory in Jesus' name. Come on, lift your hands and worship the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords on this day after Christmas. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He came to rescue us from sin. He came to give us life. He came to give us peace. And he came for all people. Hallelujah. 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 We thank you, Lord. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise. Hallelujah. 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 Ibaramasa karamasa. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Imorabasa karabasa. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for coming to this earth. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We give you glory. Give him a big hand clap. Give him a shout of praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo. 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 Well, all I can say is Merry Christmas. I said Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo. Merry Christmas. Amarabasa karabasa. Gee whiz. Hallelujah. Help yourself. Help yourself. Merry Christmas. Help yourself. Hallelujah. Amarabasa karabasa. Y'all play that as we go. I dismiss you in the love of Jesus. Merry Christmas. Drive safely. Remember Sunday. God bless you. Go with God.